We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, I was a borderline NHLer. I was fortunate enough to get picked up by waivers by the Arizona Coyotes. I thought maybe I was going to be there a month or two, and got to spend five of the best years of my life living out my dream in the National Hockey League. And while there, met so many incredible people, whether it was players on the team like Shane Doan, Keith Yandel, guys on the staff like Stan Wilson, who was our trainer, the coaching staff, even the people who worked at the rink, the ushers, so many amazing people. I know it's hard to talk about all this and summarize it all, but I love you guys in Coyotes land. I'm so grateful for you. You gave me some of the best years of my life.
Paul Bissonnette, last night of the broadcast. Coyotes. Group howl, everybody. Let it out.
Group howl.
Yep.
Off the Salt Lake. They did the job for us that year.
They did. It was exciting. It was thrilling.
Mark Arcabello.
Shout out Sam Gagne.
Sam Gagne. Did he score the goal here?
Yeah, he scored the overtime winner here.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Scenes. Really emotional. Listen, we were all, not all of us, we flirted with Arizona Coyote fandom for a solid year.
Sure.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Remember that night down at 716, people showing up in makeshift Coyotes jerseys?
Yeah.
We had a love affair. We had a spring fling with them.
Mm-hmm. Was Derek Roy on that team?
Wow, no.
No?
No.
Why do I have tank memories of Derek Roy?
He never played for them. He played for Dallas.
Hold on.
He never played for the Coyotes.
Okay, you know what I'm doing? He played that year for Edmonton.
Okay.
And we were also Oilers fans.
Did Tyler Ennis play for Edmonton that year too?
That might be later.
Okay.
He was still in the Sabres. He was their wasn't he their number one center?
Yeah, that's right.
Or Gergensen's was their number one center.
There were two tank years, so it's tough to remember.
Gergensen's, Molson, Ennis. They were my nightmare because they were the only NHL line that they actually had.
Yeah. 803-0550 if you want to join us asking a few questions about the Coyotes' move. Meanwhile, the Sabres cleaned out their lockers yesterday and spoke with the media. And, man, I thought Chopin Bulldog had a good observation, made a good point on this. Like, if Granato is listening to everything everybody's saying, it's almost like, boy, you guys really thought I didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
They like him as a person, but I've got Kevin Adams at his presser talking about, we crave accountability and structure, and there wasn't a high enough standard set. And then yesterday, hear all the players talking about, Dalian say they don't practice hard enough.
Yeah.
We don't practice hard enough. There's got to be more of a commitment from guys in the room. Tage Thompson's talking about how guys have to be fearing that they might be pulled out of the lineup because there's not enough urgency. These guys just don't play, basically that they don't have accountability or structure. And it's one of two things. The players are simply echoing what the GM said, or they all really like Granato as a person, as a coach, as a developmental, but they maybe do not think he was the right coach for them.
Maybe. It also, Adams spoke to them before they went in and met with the media.
That's right.
They could just be echoing what their GM said.
They could.
If they were to step out of line in any way in that front, like, it just might not be the time to do that, you know? Like, no, actually, I thought everything was fine. Like, I don't think we need to be pushed more. If the GM is sounding that way, both to the public and then to you, and then the next thing you do is say, no, I actually don't think we need that, like, you're probably off the team.
Ask me, and I'll do it without throwing Don Granato under the bus.
Do you guys think there's a middle ground? There's a way to do it? Without,
absolutely. Yeah. For every one of these guys to elaborate on it and say things that Kevin Adams did not say. Kevin Adams did not say guys need to be in the press box if they're not performing. That's Tage calling out his teammates as not being held accountable or not having any sort of structure in place so that if things aren't going well enough, that they are held accountable.
Yeah.
So to me, I felt like the players went much further. Darlene, we have to practice harder. Oh, okay. Darlene's the guy that was defending Granato, and maybe, again, like we maybe people out there have a boss and you think they're a good boss and they're a nice person, but you think at the end of the day, someone else could push us a little more. Someone could be here to hold us more accountable, to bring the best out of us. It's too easy.
Well, did you hear how Alex Tuch talked about Gerard Gallant?
He raved about him.
Well, I was not expecting that. Gallant is a guy that, like, always, like, he is quicker than Tortorella at overstaying his welcome, right? Like, that dude got left on the tarmac by the Panthers, like, 10 games after they were, like, won a division. And the Rangers fired him after they made the playoffs, like, in a playoff, like, right after a playoff series. And there's talk on Gallant talking about how he would come down and yell in his ear, but he would put him right back out there 5 seconds later because he knew I'd get the message. And, like, talking about Gallant, like, held me accountable as a rookie, as a young guy, wouldn't be the player I am today without him. And that dude is as far in that direction as anybody that could actually hire. He's further in that direction than Lindy is. He's further in that direction than Brind'Amour is, or maybe even Berube. Like, Gallant's got a reputation of that, and there's one of your leaders of the team who, again, has experience with him that's like, oh, yeah, this is what we need.
Yeah.
Like, this guy has exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, Dahlin also, did you hear him on expectations? We weren't prepared and ready for what it meant. Listen, that might be, you know, leadership from the player level too, but that somewhat falls on the coach, doesn't it? Like, the mental part of it, like, we weren't prepared and ready for what it meant to have expectations. There's a little bit of a grow-up sentiment here,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. I mean, Granato said repeatedly he thought the pressure was getting to them. And
which Adams pushed back against.
That's right. Adams said that's nonsense.
Yeah.
And here are the players saying we weren't ready for the pressure. Okay. Kevin in Rochester. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I have a relocation team story regarding going to the last game. I'm originally from San Francisco, and I was living there in the early 90s when the Giants were – supposedly moving to Tampa Bay. Hmm. They had a proposed sale and agreed to, but the Major League Baseball hadn't voted on it yet. And they had a game. It was very strange in the last game of the 92 season at home where it wasn't clear if it was the final game ever. And I refused to believe that they would move, that the owners would allow the team to abandon the San Francisco market for Tampa. And, so I didn't go. A friend of mine asked me if I was going. I said, no way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was in denial maybe, but
you're right.
That's what ended up happening. It didn't get approved. And I would not have gone even if it had been a final sale and if the move had been approved. I would have been even more outraged by the notion that this team could be pulled from San Francisco and go to a place like Tampa.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. That's funny. Like, you know, in the era of way back then, reporting about how far along something might go, and it's a long time ago. I was going to say, like you said, San Francisco, I'm thinking, who moved out of San Francisco? But I guess, right, there was a chat about Tampa, who ultimately did get a team. I mean, Buffalo was ready to get a team when Montreal was falling apart, right? Like, it was.
Yeah.
Which team was.
No, I think it was Montreal, right?
It was that, or it was expansion in the 90s. Somebody will remember in, like, 1990, the Bison Stadium was built with the ability to expand it to be a Major League Stadium.
Yeah.
Didn't Bob Richick write a check, like, I'm ready for it, for a baseball team? Which, if Buffalo got that team, we would have lost that team, right? By now? Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's pretty cold here in baseball months. Imagine
cold,
having a home game.
Than, what, Minnesota,
in Boston?
Though,
Minnesota's, well, they had a dome for
a while. They have a dome. Wow.
They had one for a while, and they still do, yeah.
You might
no. Minnesota's open air now.
Would they have been forced into a dome at this point?
Who knows?
That would have been the thing, right? Get a dome or we're leaving.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, the Sabres coaching search is underway. We are 1 week from the NFL draft, and lots to get to here on a Thursday morning. Rained a lot last night. Saw some thunder and lightning. Today... Yeah. Doesn't look like it's going to rain that much today. Just overcast and in the 50s. That's good. It's going to be about this temperature for a week.
Okay. This is very springy.
Yeah.
This temperature.
Cloudy,
this weather.
Springy.
Yeah.
Paul at 8:30. We have a Blues guest at 9 to talk to us about Craig Berube.
Yeah. Lou Korak will join us. NHL.com.
Yeah. Chat about what kind of coaching candidate he might be. So plenty to get to. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. More from locker cleanout from the Sabres as we roll along. Interesting to hear Alex Tuch endorse the idea of Lindy Ruff or Gerard Gallant, and all the players basically say they want to be coached harder. Maybe not all the players, but a lot of them seem to be that way. 803-0550 if you want to chime in on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.